Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I am joined by Glenn Rudolph, Global Business Development Director of the Communication Service Provider Market at Red Hat, and Ian Hood, Principal Engineer and Chief Architect of Global Service Provider Market at Red Hat. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Well,
thank you.
So why don't we just start by introducing what you respectively do at Red Hat and how that relates to the global service provider market. Glenn, do you want to go first?
So I'm heading up the global ISV ecosystem for the telecommunications market, working obviously very closely with Intel Network Builders Program. We find it a really strong complement between the Intel architecture and the open source software, the infrastructure that drives the telecommunications market. You know, I'm working with quite a bit of other partners that help build out the entire solution set for network function virtualization and specific use cases associated with NFV, like Evolved Packet Core or customer premise equipment.
And Ian, want to introduce yourself?
Certainly, thank you. And my role as Chief Architect is really, I'm sort of the catalyst for helping our customers understand the technologies and business challenges and what these new technologies we've got can actually help them transform their business. That's my role here at Red Hat. And that's working with our service provider partners and our partners like Intel through various associations, be it OpenStack, the network builders that Glenn mentioned, and all of the other ones that are out there in the open source community.
What I wanted to start with today is just how Red Hat is delivering solutions to the telco arena. We talk a lot with Red Hat folks on Chip Chat about your work in OpenStack and our collaborations in OpenStack. But Ian, can you just give me a sense of when you narrow down to focus on the communication service provider's requirements and use of OpenStack, what's unique there and what is Red Hat bringing to the table?
So there's a couple of things we're bringing. They're actually looking to consume OpenStack in a couple of different ways. So the first thing is actually a fully integrated, validated platform, and that's what they call the NFVI. Mm-hmm. Right? So they want a fully integrated, tested, capable platform that brings the compute, the network, and storage together and allows the operators to automate how they bring up their service. That's the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece is that they actually want to deliver these various services, be they mobile, video, consumer, and have that complete solution be built and fully automated for the end customer. When he goes and pushes the button on the service portal and says, I'd like this service, he gets it delivered to him almost as fast as he gets it from Amazon. So you want to have that fully automated, so we then help the service provider customer actually build the entire stack with our partners, because we build the platform pieces and some of the cloud management tools. But other partners bring other parts of the management tools to bear and other technologies, and specifically their networking functions that have been virtualized as applications that sit on the platform. So it's really a collection of pieces that have to be built together and fully integrated and automated so that we can actually roll these services out as fast as our service providers want to do so.
The telco space is not known for open source innovation. You know, they come from a world of black box type proprietary implementation. What's it been like over the last few years to engage in the open source arena in this space?
It's really an engagement of education of what you can do and how you can move faster through community development than you can with proprietary things and the old standards way that we used to do things. Building that new hybrid between the physical world that they've been used to and the virtual one we're trying to create with them, and then from there to the cloud world. And by proving that you can actually deliver things quicker and have it actually have some quantifiable business benefits to them, they see the value. Right? So until they actually see that, they really resist that thing. So once you've done some of that kind of education, show them the business reasons behind it, they start to engage. They've now engaged in a lot of these open source communities, and they're participating and leading many of these now.
Now, Glenn, why don't you introduce the audience to the demo that we've been able to deliver in terms of a proof of concept here at MWC?
Yeah, so this really complements on what Ian said. Once you create a platform or an infrastructure using the Intel architecture, you're using open source products from Red Hat like RHEL OpenStack platform or RHEL OSP platform. You now have to work with what I mentioned before, other ecosystem partners like Metaswitch, where you have a great use case, IMS, where we're doing voice control, call control through SIP. and also using their virtualized session border control, SBC, VNF, virtualized network function. So the demonstration really shows the scalability, the capability, and really how operators can quickly realize operational expense off it and capital expenditure using a common Intel architecture, COTS hardware. We've got a Dell as a partner, so we can use Dell commercial off-the-shelf servers. So it's a well-integrated solution that showcases the ability to virtualize these network functions and be able to scale to many users. The agility piece is also a really important piece, where now these operators can bring these virtualized network functions up in a matter of hours or a day versus days, weeks, months. And it's a very powerful message.
What has been the response to the proof of concept here at MWC?
When carrier comes by and takes a look at the demo, they're really impressed with the visual cues of how we set up the demo, but how quickly you can get to a total solution. So again, back to that agility, mm-hmm. They really seem to respond well to that. They obviously like the capital expenditures and the operational expenditures, the savings associated with that. But when you put a whole solution together, you're showing how quickly you can spin up these services. And this is what's really intriguing to the carriers, is how fast they can move.
That and the fact that they can actually make choices of which technology they put in, and the open source thing goes to that as well, that I can pick the VNS from the vendors I want, best in class, whether it's the Metaswitch piece here mm-hmm. or another piece from some other vendor. They can choose that in that platform to deliver the services, customize the ones they want, and that's another thing that the open source conversation brings to that as well.
What is the view on the technology's ruggedness for actual mainstream deployments today? Is there work that still needs to be done by the partners here, the industry at large, to drive that ruggedness for this type of implementation?
This is a great question for the partnership between Red Hat and Intel. In fact, we've spearheaded an initiative where we're focused on key strategic innovative partners, kind of the thought leaders out there, in identifying POCs and identifying the carriers that are eager to move those POCs into production. Mm-hmm. And finding the gaps or the concerns that they have and filling those gaps with two large companies, a company like Red Hat, who's very good at moving technology to the upstream communities and making it available to the whole, not the few. We need to focus and work with those partners and identifying what is it going to take to get to production and then filling those gaps.
One of the things that's been swirling in the OpenStack arena is the concerns about the network functions of OpenStack not getting forked into a different distribution or a different platform. How do we ensure that that doesn't happen?
Really, that's really a job for the industry in general, to make sure that the customer who's getting this thing is able to make changes to it just like we do anything in the community. So we have to kind of just be vigilant as a community that we should not let that happen for, you know, long periods of time, because they'll end up painting themselves into a corner again, just like they did in the hardware side, mm-hmm. do it again on the software side. Because we're really just replicating what we did in the hardware side, or trying to, right? You know, moving this to software. But one of the key things we have to think about while we're doing that is to actually think about how we harden these network applications that are riding on this hardware. Mm-hmm. Because we know when we scale out this entire cloud infrastructure, it's going to be too large to be completely bulletproof. Things will break, and we have to recover from those. So the applications themselves have to be resilient to those failures.
One final question for you guys. You mentioned the POCs. I'm sure that we've piqued some interest from our listeners about finding out more about opportunities with Red Hat. Where would you send folks online for more information?
RedHat.com. We have a telecommunications section in there. So they can go in there and find out about network function virtualization, software-defined networking.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always great to collaborate with Red Hat, and this is just another example of great work between our companies.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.